This is the Classic Rock Station, 93.7 KSD. Hi, KSD, you're on the air.
I bet Annie Sprinkles couldn't top that one.
I don't think anybody could top that story. I mean,
How could they be responsible for that?
That's what I was just saying. I mean, how could you be responsible? You have signs up. You have wooden signs. You have a chain link fence. you have wooden fences, and you have signs up. I mean, come on.
And it was from 77?
Yeah, from 1977. And the Supreme Court said, no, you're responsible if somebody gets that drunk. I mean, come on.
Jeez.
I can't believe the guy was still awake.
Yeah, really? No kidding. Yeah, how could he climb fences when he's that trashed?
Boy, you know that feeling of relief you look so forward to when you really have to go to the bathroom?
I want
to
climb some fences and hop a couple other things. And,
you know, you're just going, just that feeling of relief, and then...
You know, if you're that drunk, you're just going to piss anywhere. You don't care.
Really?
I mean, he'd walk up to a guy and piss on his leg for all he cared.
Hey, you should just wet your own pants, you know?
Really? I'm surprised he didn't.
I mean,
fences and everything.
Boy, no kidding. And it's a hell of a lot safer, huh?
I can't. What the hell does the Supreme Court do with it since 1977?
Hey, that's our wonderful legal system.
Jeez.
And now, $1.5 million richer, it's Mrs. Joe Boone Lee.
But that's one hell of an erection I'll never forget.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye. 6:36 and a very amazing story coming out of the state of Illinois. A very, very, very amazing story. Let's take a check on traffic. Alan Barklage in the KSD Yellow Jetcopter, who is flying around looking down.
And we have a report of an accident just a couple of minutes ago on South 55 at Gravel. Now featuring two egg McMuffins, just $2.
All right, Alan, thanks very much. Time for Check on the News, and here is Karen Vale.
All right, thanks. Good morning. Texas billionaire Ross Perot coming to Missouri next weekend. Successful third-party candidate in recent history planning a three-day blitz through six Midwestern cities.
I'm Channel 4 meteorologist Trish Brown with the weather from my window.
Thank you very much, Trish.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we had better news. But
I did too. But it's going to be drying out, so that's pretty good news.
Maybe next forecast, next hour, you can just make it up.
Okay. Sunny, beautiful all day.
We'll be blissfully ignorant and misinformed, but we'll be happy.
That's right.
And that's the name of the game. That's what it's really all about.
That's what we're here for, right?
Exactly. To make everybody just happy. All right, thanks, Trish. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Coming up, Morning Movie Madness, your chance to win dinner for two at the Pasta House and a couple AMC movie passes. That'll usher your blues about the rain right out. Here's The Doors on the Classic Rock Station, 93.7 KSD. Classic Rock Station, 93.7 KSD FM, St. Louis. I was just thinking back to, and I couldn't believe it. I remember when that album came out and when that song came out and everybody realized what the Stones were saying at the end of that song. The furor, the amazement that came of that, and that was already 1981. only 12 years ago or so. But we're not getting older. No, not at all. St. Louis weather, rain this morning, mostly cloudy and cool later today with a high of 65. Tonight, clear and very cool, low 44. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness and continued cool with a high of 64. 60 degrees right now. Ah, that music means only one thing, that Alan Barklage has his I Dream of Jeannie outfit on again. I love it when you show your navel, Alan.
And you just kind of twinkle the nose there, right? Yeah. Twitch the nose and whatever you want, it's there. Highway 55 southbound. That was Bewitched, wasn't it?
Well, Jeannie would blink.
Would blink. Yeah, that's it. Highway 55 south and Highway 44, we've had an accident. Alan Barklage. In the KSD, Yellow Jet Copier, an exclusive service of McDonald's, now featuring two egg McMuffins, just $2.
All right, Alan, thanks very much. Last night, I was out at Plaza Frontenac, and Chuck Jeffries was there as well, and a couple of other, what they called, and they use the term loosely, obviously celebrity judges for the New Images Art Exhibit, The Many Faces of Mental Health, And it was on display most of the week out at Plaza Frontenac. It was very interesting. Tremendous artwork from people who had either had bouts of mental illness in the past or, you know, and it, that can include, by the way, depression, you know. So it's not like, you know, there's pictures of, you know, people would think there's dead babies or some weird, you know.
Last time I heard, depression was the major source behind most art anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Jamie was out there, and
I was quite impressed by
it. Yeah, it was a very nice art display, and a lot of people helped out at the Mental Health Month Planning Committee of St. Louis, and the artists were out there, and it was neat. It was neat to meet some of the artists, and I was just very impressed with some of the artwork, so congratulations to everyone, including the artists who was involved with the New Images art exhibit out at Plaza Frontenac, and also would like to thank the Pasta House Frontenac for doing the catering. The guy who was doing the thank you said, "Oh, I forgot to thank the Pasta House." And I said, "Hey, those are our buds, so we'll thank them on the air." So thanks to the Pasta House. And speaking of the Pasta House, we have dinner for two at the Pasta House and AMC Movie Passes when we come back with Morning Movie Madness.
It's fun. It's festive. It's free. After a hard day's work, it's time for a party at the Plaza. Westport Plaza, this Thursday, 4:30 to 7:30, hosted by Chuck Jeffries. Live music from the Ralph Butler Band, food and drink. When the whistle blows, wind down at Westport's Party at the Plaza. From 93.7 KSD and Keys, St. Louis's Rock and Roll Piano Bar, and the Funny Bone Comedy Nightclub.
Fashion bug fits.
That's 8:22:20.
Time now to play Morning Movie Madness as we clear the phone lines. 969-ROCK, 399-ROLL from Illinois. Those are the numbers to call. You can win dinner for two at the Pasta House and AMC Movie Passes simply by being the first person to call and correctly identifying this movie.
Your choice is simple. Join us and live in peace, or pursue your present course and face obliteration. We shall be waiting for your answer. The decision rests with you.
All right, let's see how many of you used to stay up watching those 12-inch black and white TVs and those old science fiction movies. Let's go to the phones. KSD, hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Do you have an answer?
I think it's The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Nancy, congratulations.
Good, good.
Wow. You obviously used to watch a lot of Channel 11 and Channel 30 on the weekends, huh?
Well, a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding.
But I recognize that voice. Isn't that Clamp 2 or somebody?
Yeah, I can't remember exactly who the voice was. I think Clamp 2 was in that. Wow, you are good.
Thanks.
Who are you going to take to the Pasta House now?
Probably my husband.
And who are you going to take to the AMC movies?
Probably my kids.
Well, it's like a fair trade-off, huh?
I think so.
All right, or take the kids to dinner and the old man to the flicks.
There you go.
All right. Well, congratulations. You hang on the line for us, okay?
Thanks.
All right. 6:59 on the Classic Rock Station, 93.7 KSD FM, St. Louis. Still to come this morning, Janet Wolfe, author of the book What to Do When He Has a Headache. And there are some very, very, very interesting, what she calls, fire lighting techniques. Yeah, this is coming up later this hour. The Classic Rock Station, 93.7 KSD FM, St. Louis, and Van Morrison.